This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Final segment for this show anyway, for our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. Brian Gulish from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank is going to give us a tote board update. I hope we're getting close to 200,000. And then the PM team can push us over that. That's the goal. One person this hour who donates $50 plus will win a Y108 eight-man jam experience, dinner at Martorano's, overnight stay at Landing Hotel, chance to make stage announcements with Y108 for eight-man jam. And yeah, $50 equals 150 meals. Our thanks to Bar 31, Kenny Reggett, for feeding us and our volunteers today. Josh Roundtree on the line. He works for the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association, which has some special programs that go on to help people, which is basically, you know, that's the theme of this show. For us, with the Giant Eagle Feed the Need, it's on a very basic level for a very basic need, and that's food. And the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank tells us that 1 in 8 Southwestern Pennsylvanians face hunger, including 1 in 6 children. And you can text NEED to 50155 or call 412-663-5664. Josh, our very own Josh Roundtree, I might add, does great shows on this station. He calls games. He does all kinds of things. And yes, works for the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association. You guys do some cool stuff too, don't you, Josh?
Yeah, Joe, thanks for joining me. I mean, following in the footsteps of what, Bill Hillgrove, Steve Blass, Lanny Fritteri, and then me.
I think
the odd man out of that group, but
listen, geez. Man. No, I
Joe Potocnik as well. I mean, I'm following Luminaries, Joe.
I know. Well, to me, you fit right in. That's why I wanted you to be on today.
Well, thank you.
Of course. Tell us about an initiative that you guys have going on.
Yeah, it's been going on for quite a while now. Since 1941, we've had the WPGA Scholarship Fund here at the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association, and we've helped hundreds and hundreds of local kids help pay for college, essentially. And what we do with the scholarship fund, and obviously, for a lot of people that kind of come up in the golf community, being able to afford college, it might not be a struggle for their families, but for others it is. And so what we really try to do is target kids that work at our 200 member clubs throughout Western Pennsylvania, who lifeguard, who work in the kitchen, who are runners or servers, who really do a lot of the behind the scenes work at our 200 member clubs here in Western Pennsylvania, and really help those clubs tick and help golf go on at many of those clubs. And then obviously when they're ready to graduate high school and they want to get out into get out into college, and they might need some financial help, and that's where we come in to help them out a little bit with the finances that are seemingly ever growing, of course, in the world of college right now. So it's a great foundation. It's a great fund. It's been around again since 1941, and luckily we've been able to help hundreds and hundreds of young people help pay for college. So it's a great thing, and obviously this is a big day, and it's cool to be on this day as well. I got to host last year as Feed the Need, and it's such a special thing that we do, and I think the need for food was so brought into the limelight right back during the pandemic, but that still goes on, and what the Greater Pittsburgh Area Food Bank does is just phenomenal. For anybody who hasn't been out there to see their facility, man, it's an incredible place, and they do amazing work.
Well, Josh, that's really cool what you guys do as well, and you were telling me how much you're enjoying your job over there as you and I were flailing away the other day. You actually played well. I played horribly. I mean, it was just I just completely blew up on the back nine, and then I didn't even know if I was keeping score by the end. It was borderline laughable.
Well, I kept score for you, so I know exactly what you shot, so you don't need to worry about that. I have that covered for you. But listen, you hit the ball okay, Joe. Like, you're going to be all right. It's early. It's March. I mean, we're not even into our active scoring season yet, by the way. That starts April 1st, so next week active scoring starts. If you're not a member of the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association, it's an affordable membership, and you can get a handicap index throughout the course of the year. You can play against your friends in competitive settings and all that. But we're going to bring that handicap, I think, down for you, even though I think you're maybe a little bit resistant to doing that. Some sandbagger qualities perhaps exist in your mind, but you're going to be okay. I think you got to get the driver fixed, Joe. Once we get the driver fixed, I think everything else is going to come into shape for you in a major way.
Yeah, easier said than done. Give me a Pirate win total and tell us when you'll be on the air with a show again.
Well, I'll be on the air tomorrow night, actually. I'll be 6 to 10:35 tomorrow night, so you can catch me then. Pirate win total, man, I'm going to say 83 games. 83 wins for the Pirates this year.
Wow, that's rather optimistic. That's the most optimistic one I've heard in our circles here. So congratulations on that.
I think the attitude of Paul Skeens is going to, and that's a weird thing to say, like, who cares how one guy who plays every 5 day acts, but I think in this situation, they need that guy, and I think he's going to become that guy for them, not just that goes out there and pitches well every 5 days, but I think the effects that he has on the rest of that clubhouse, on the rest of their pitching staff, on maybe breaking them out of some bad slumps. And I think that's the biggest thing, Joe. Like, the last couple of years, they've just hit some bad slumps, a couple of bad weeks, and it's really kind of cost them their season, and in some cases a bad couple of months. And I think with a guy like Skeens now in such a more prominent role, now that he's got that year under his belt, I think he's going to be able to snap them out of that funk that we saw them drop into a couple of times over the last couple of years. And I just think with his mindset, they're going to be a much, much better team across the board, even if they're not particularly well paid as far as the lineup goes or all that particularly talented. I just think that there's going to be some very positive effects to what he brings to the clubhouse.
All right. We're going to hold you to that. Thank you, Josh, for calling in. Appreciate it. We'll be listening tomorrow night. You're on the air at 6, and you and I will be out on a golf course soon. Thank you, my friend.
Joe, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Josh Rountree. Now we have Brian Gulish from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. I'm hoping with very good news on the tote board. What do we got, Brian?
We are now up to 158,304 meals.
158,304. The PM guys then are going to push us over 200,000, aren't they?
They are, and I think that they have some fun things in store. If you're a wrestling fan and you continue to listen, you're going to hear those things
cool
during that show.
Well, Brian, it was good to see you again this year. It's amazing the work that you guys do, and anything that we can do here to help out, we're glad to be part of it.
And we always appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. And you can text NEED right now to 50155. You can visit our website, 937thefan.com, or call 412-663-5664. 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Malzi. You're going to see him in a minute here. Brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Do you want to play that tote board announcement again there? That was my fault. It got a little garbled. Well, we're hearing we're approaching 200 grand, and that's what we're going to do when the PM guys get on. Meantime, our final caller today is my friend Bill Elliott from Ligonier Country Club, and he's calling with a final donation as well, and what a wonderful place that is. Bill, how are you today?
All right, Joe. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You and I share a birthday, but we won't say how old we are, will we?
16, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
Times a six in it.
Yeah, times four. I can't remember. What's happening? What do you have for us, Bill?
Well, hey, Joe, I am going to donate $100 myself for your thing, and then we're also going to donate a foursome from the club if someone would like to get that.
Well, that is very, very generous of you. And I appreciate that. And we'll, $100 is what, 300 meals? Am I figuring that out correctly? Limits at the end of the show?
That's right. Math is hard.
And then we can and then we'll talk about the details of the foursome over at Ligonier Country Club. I can say this much. It is a beautiful course. I absolutely love it there. And if you go there, you'll probably meet Bill. He's an absolute legend. Thank you, Bill, and thank you for adding here.
Thank you very much, and I'll stay on the line to make my $100 donation.
Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate it.
No problem, and I hope to see you soon.
You absolutely will. I'll be out with my friend Kirk and hopefully out there many times this summer. Thank you.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Joe.
That's Bill Elliott from Ligonier Country Club. That was great. Great way to finish it. Pony and Muller coming up here. Text NEED to 50155. Go to 93.7 The Fan or call 412-663-5664 to be part of the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. And as always, everybody out there, thank you so much for stepping up. It's always sort of amazing just to see what happens on this day each year. And don't forget, too, that it's year-round, you know? Any day, you can make a contribution. Text NEED to 50155. Limits, you did an amazing job organizing everything today. You're very, very talented at what you do.
Really happy to be able to put it all together. You did a great job being the conductor of this whole entire operation today for these 4 hours, man.
Well,
great job.
Thanks, buddy. And tomorrow I will go back to being the conductor for the Jackson DART train,
yes.
The bandwagon.
I will be conducting the train tonight starting at 6 o'clock.
Will you?
We'll be talking sports tonight.
All right.
And did you
awesome.
Hear the news that St. Francis
I did.
Is dropping down from D1 to D3? Joe Ondurko, the commissioner of the conference that St. Francis is joining, which is the PAC, will join us at 7 tonight.
Man, I'll be very curious to hear about that, just the reasoning behind that and if it has to do with, you know, everything going on in college sports right now. Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon moves on, and you can help step up with a donation. Text NEED to 50155. Pony and Muller next as we roll on.